It's been a while.
Oh my god.
But we're here
it has
now.
Been a while. It has been a while. I missed this. I missed you.
Oh my, I have missed you too, Gianna.
Oh my god. Leaving the emotional confessional for the start of the pod. I have fucking missed you, dude.
It's been
I'm
so long.
I'm allowed to say it. We're allowed to say it. Like, what? Damn.
March. Oh my god. Hi. My name is Alice.
My name is Gianna.
And
is
together.
Is it even my name anymore? I could have had a new name by now. Together, we are.
Abroad.
Abroad.
Oh my god. And this episode, we are unplugged, baby. It's been almost a year.
That is sickening.
Bet you thought you saw The Last of Us, but no, no. We are here. Sliding on in.
Sliding on in our comfy little sweaters, trying to emulate a little...
Kurt
unplugged
Cobain
energy. Yeah,
I feel like we have said this on the podcast before, but Gianna and I went to the last time I no it wasn't the last time I saw you, that's a lie, one of the last times I saw you, we went to a David Bowie exhibition. I don't know how we feel about David Bowie in the cold harsh light of 2022, but that's what we did.
Oh, and no, what did he do? So I'll have to look up this later.
Oh, okay, great. We went to an exhibition, and that's where we both learned that The Man Who Sold the World was not a Nirvana original. It was, in fact, a David Bowie, which if you listen to it, like, you can really hear it.
Yeah.
Like,
kind of obvious.
Yeah. Just a little bit, but you know, it is what it is.
Wow. So almost a year.
I know.
Almost a year.
What have you been up to?
You know, a lot of listeners will be shocked to learn. I can't even get this joke out.
Go on. Go for it. Go on, girl. She told me that she
had a baby. I had a baby, guys. I've been sitting on that, and, you know. I was like, it's long enough for one of us to have held a child for 9 months and nursed them as well.
If you've had a baby in the last 9 months, we're not laughing at you, but it's like actually hilarious to both of us that would be something that we were getting up to. Procreation.
I know. Can you imagine? Oh, God. We will be talking some procreation or lack of thereof topics. But yeah, what have we been up to? God, I don't even know what was going on in March. Something terrible. I'm sure.
Yes, I'm certain of it.
Fresh new hell awaited us then. Quick TLDR, I moved. I don't live in Brooklyn anymore, even though I like to pretend I do, and I never let anybody forget it. I live in Philly. It's good, good vibes, good energy. A lot has changed. Besides that, I guess that's my biggest takeaway.
You live by yourself.
I live by myself. That's very fun and new. Lots of content to discuss there. How about you? What are your biggest... I guess that's just, like, what comes to mind right now.
I think we should ask each other what our biggest news was.
Oh. What do you mean?
As in, like...
Oh, what do I think has been different in your life since
right.
then?
Yeah. I think the biggest thing for you is moving and getting back on the dating scene. That's what I think.
Oh, yes. I am back in it, baby. You... So now I share what you... You are finished school? Did you finish school? Did you already finish school?
I already finished school, but honestly, people don't seem to really know. I still haven't graduated. Like, I still haven't done the cap and gown thing, but I'm doing that in February. It's now definitely not gonna happen, but...
Damn. No virtual ceremony.
No, doing it IRL, baby.
Oh, good, good, good. What else then?
You tell me.
Already went to school, so you are went through breakup? We're talking about that? Went through new relationship?
Ah, yeah.
Unplugged, baby. Anything goes. As
That's
you know,
true.
We bear our hearts on our sleeves on this pod. Yeah. You did that. You started your residency.
That is correct. I did do that. I am now in my second term of it. That's wild. Sorry, I just punched the desk. I didn't mean to. When you
or
put into context how long ago.
Dildo again.
Oh, dearie me.
Get into that in a minute.
It felt like it hasn't been like that long, but and like every time we would get on Zoom again, it'd be like, we'll do it next time. Yeah, same old shit, different year. So
the last 2+ years just
still
we tried to churn out the pandemic content. We got too big for our britches there for a minute. what's the excuse? Nothing, because neither of us have been doing fuck all since the last fucking year, 9 months.
Yeah, I mean, but you've got COVID, and I just got boosted, so that's a hot button issue.
That is a hot button issue. Yes, though I've been saying I feel incredibly gaslit by my rapid test. So since we've posted and, you know, months ago, the availability of testing has been better, question mark, but the vaccines came out. You know, so much happened, actually. We got our vaccines, we got boosted, and still got COVID. So quick note on that, I do believe in the vaccine. I am not an anti-vaxxer, but know plenty of people in the last few weeks with the most recent Omicron surge that have gotten sick, and sicker than you would think for people that are young and somewhat healthy and have 3 vaccines. Luckily for me, I was exposed. A couple of my friends around New Year's, a couple of my friends, you know, despite taking all precautions, you know, getting boosted, getting tested, not really going out, still got. And my biggest issue in my particular, at least, experience was the fevers. The fevers really sucked for me. But I would say I had 2 to 3 pretty bad days, and then it was very mild up until that point. But the odd thing is, 2 main types of testing that we've been all exposed to, all this language, all this lingo that we know now, like rapid, PCR, fucking, I don't know,
viral flow,
19, Omicron, viral flow, like all these buzzwords. All my rapid tests have been negative, which I don't know, is the availability of at-home tests, is it as common in the UK? Like, are you able to go to like a CVS or a Boots and pick up your own test, swab yourself, call
it
a day?
Question there, Gianna. Up until very recently, i.e. before Omicron had its way, you could like order them online and they would get sent to your house next day. As you say, you could go to Boots, pick them up, they're free. It's supermarket car parks, sometimes people are handing them out, but there has been a bit of a shortage issue, but that's like fairly recent. But yeah, like they're widely available.
So it's pretty much the same here, and as you know, the United States is a dumpster fire of a nation, as per usual. Sorry, one quick derailment.
Sure. I saw we're unplugged, baby. Do day. We like?
I saw a tweet the other day that was like, "Oh, you said the word dumpster fire. You must be hilarious." Which I don't know. In context, it's funnier when you read it. But yeah, so same issue. PCR tests, which have now been proven to detect the strain much more reliably than, what do you call them? Fast tests, quick tests, rapid tests.
Viral flow.
Viral flow. Yeah, so I could not find a PCR test anywhere. So I can say that I never actually got a PCR recently. But all of my at-home rapid tests, and even as recently as today, I went to get a rapid test somewhere. So I'm not the scientist anymore, because, you know, you feel like a little scientist when you do the kit yourself, which I was like, maybe I'm not going back far enough. Today I was also negative. So, I mean, I was confident I'm sick. 2 people that I was with were confirmed positive. So yeah, for me, fever dream, not that terrible, but a few terrible days, I'm going to admit. And God forbid, if I was not boosted and vaccinated, I'm sure it would have been worse. How are you feeling post-boost? You just got yours.
Yeah, touch wood. I got boosted on Friday, and we are recording this on Monday, and I feel fine. I know, like, the booster has, like, kicked some people's ass.
Yes. Okay, you're going to come over here, and you're going to kick my ass. That YouTube video? Yeah.
No?
I'll send it to you later.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. But no, I had very much of the symptoms. Like, my arm ached, and I, like, lifting past, like...
Did you get Pfizer, Moderna? Is it different there? What is it?
So, my first 2 were Pfizer, and my booster was Moderna.
Interesting. I think...
You know, got a little cocktail going on.
All this is, don't fucking come here for the facts, but the shit that I've heard, apparently, is that is the way to go. Like,
oh, yeah?
Get a little mix, like what you did. I think I got 3 straight up Pfizers, and my booster was pretty bad, actually. I was like, I was knocked out for like 24 hours later for like the whole day, but obviously now having maybe had COVID, pretty confidently had COVID was worse still. Honestly, what I felt in my worst days of having COVID was like what it felt like, the effects of the vaccine, except worse. So like the fatigue, you know.
Got it.
Let's go back to before we really dig into the pandemic content, you know, we're 11 minutes in. We got rid of the, you know, 30-second starters, but we're here for a good time, not a long time. Let's get into dildo talk, because earlier... Oh my God. Just gonna get it right in here real quick.
Shift those gears. Yeah, go.
I don't know that we've ever really talked about sex toys on the podcast before.
No. I've definitely seen in the background a sex toy of yours before when you lived in Brooklyn.
Oh! Where? I have arguments against that, but tell me what you think you saw.
A dildo. It was like maybe like orange, like a yellowy orange. She's laughing. She knows exactly.
No,
what I'm talking about.
So that's really funny that you say that.
Because you held it up. I will
share my dirty laundry for 1 second before turning it right back around on you.
Go for it.
And this is like no Tino shade. I don't know. I need to explore sex toys more. Honestly, I've only ever had one vibrator, which is I guess a dildo. It was gifted to me like 3 years ago on Valentine's Day from my friend who's no longer my friend. It was new. It was not used. New, not
that's
used.
Some very good
that.
Friend.
I was basically like, maybe it was more than 3 years ago. It was kind of like fresh off a breakup, you know, sad girl energy. My friend got me this red.
Oh,
vibrator,
maybe it was
I guess
red.
Slash dildo. I have semantics to go over with you. But that's the only one I've ever had. I've heard great things about the clit sucker.
I've got that.
This very quickly has now become a sex toy podcast, by the
right.
way.
Let's
please sponsor us. Betches account and crazy girl problems or whatever that I see. Do you follow these accounts on Instagram where they literally advertise for sex toys? They really know their girl audience, I guess.
No, but both of those I've seen memes on that I enjoy.
Okay.
So.
Yes. Anyways, I admit I need to get involved with the clit sucker, but I have not. And yeah, I just have this one lame dildo / vibrator that somebody else got for me. What would you say is the difference between a dildo and a vibrator? Because I truly don't know.
I mean, one vibrates and one doesn't.
Okay, interesting.
I feel like a dildo, its main function is for insertion, whereas you can have vibrate, but I would just refer to it all as a dildo, to be honest. I just think it's much
like you can have a dildo that vibrates, but
correct.
You can't have a vibrator. I don't know. No, I was trying to go somewhere with that.
No.
Talk to me about glass dildos, which is something I heard click clanking around back there earlier.
No,
when you
didn't.
Getting your setup. Tell me about that, babe.
So, guys, I feel like you need to be clued in to the pre-podcast warm-up. I was about to say codapast. Can you imagine? So,
to the foreplay of this podcast.
Nice. I see what you did there. So, I was looking for the cord for my microphone I'm talking into right now, which just doesn't live a million miles away from my sex toys.
Oddly enough, I too keep my dildo with my microphone. What the fuck? I'm so sorry. Please continue.
So Gianna was doing her test to like, so because we have to record separately, we want to make sure that you don't get like feedback of the other one when we're talking to one another, right? So while she was doing that, I was looking for my cord. Picked up my dildo, clang against the wall. She didn't hear it, but I did. And then when I did my test, I made a confession. And I was like, what Gianna doesn't know is basically the situation that I just described to you. What would you like to know?
Okay, so I'm sure there's a bunch of different materials that could be used. I guess my only exposure is really like rubber isn't the right, like what are
silicone.
The, what's like the, silicone, yes, yeah, silicone. Glass, I don't know, that just sounds intense, like dangerous.
It's cold.
Yeah.
It's not hollow.
Only share what you're comfortable with, I guess. No vibrations on a glass
no.
dildo, I would assume.
Do you want to see it? Is that what you're
asking?
I do
okay, want to see right, it. I actually really do.
Hold, please. Talk amongst yourselves. This is what it
comes with. It's in a nice little bag. I'll describe it. Oh, cute. Okay, I was like picturing something massive. This is like a little pencil.
It's okay. Clear glass, so I'm kind of having to model it like I'm on QVC
yeah.
here.
Okay, so what I'm looking at is about, I don't know, 8 inches, 10 inches, 8 inches maybe. We've got what looks like an egg at the top, egg shape. And a stem, which is thinner, some might akin to a pencil dick. And a base that is another little, smaller little circle.
Nice.
Thank you for that.
No worries.
Anything else to share about?
Well, you're the one that's got the questions here.
I just really, I mean, it's my lack of knowledge about sex toys, really, that I now need to educate myself on. I really didn't know glass was like a...
You can get crystal ones.
Oh, fancy. Yeah. Crystal. Get some crystal. Ooh, that's like the Dom Perignon of dildos. I love it.
Yeah.
That's
cool. So if you like want to get like rose quartz up in there, then get involved. But yeah, very cold to begin with, but then soon heats up, so you're fine.
Well, this we could do a whole thing on pleasure and like masturbation and, you know, all that good stuff. I don't think there's enough, you know, young girls don't learn about sex toys or anything like that. Like, at what point would you even have that conversation? And literally, I think it was only recently that my mom had even ever hinted at masturbation in a conversation with me in my entire life. Like, I think she said something. She's always likes to give me some little dating 2 cents, like, oh, Gianna, you know, you don't need to sleep with every guy you meet or something like that. And I joke, again, I just like fuck with her. I'm like, why? But why not? You know, I'm just like, joke. Obviously, it's not true. Joke. And she said something like, well, at that point, you could just do it yourself, you know, or something like that. And I was like, well, we made a masturbation reference in 2021. Wow.
That way. That's what you've been up to in the last 9 months.
Actually, I mean, yes, there is. There's been some of that. I think, yeah, as a former Catholic, don't talk about, as somebody who's like very open, honest, all my life person, masturbation is still one of those no topics among the fam, I think.
Oh, yeah, I would never talk to my family about masturbation. Never. Absolutely never.
Dinner time chat, no?
Oh, my gosh. So, the first time that I purchased a dildo, I purchased a vibrating rabbit for myself, was after I moved back in with my family after a breakup. Oof. Because, like, up until that point, like, I'd got into that relationship when I was 18, so probably the part-time job that I had, I was not spending money on sex toys.
Right.
But then I was like 23 when I moved back home, and I was like, well, I now live back with my parents, so not bringing guys back all the time. So, but like, I've got to tell you something. So
please tell me.
Story time.
Unplugged.
It's not a mains one. It is battery, so it is unplugged. Now, so when I moved back into my parents' house, I, like, got a few things. And I'm like, I can't put these cardboard boxes in the fucking recycling, can I? You know, when I live with my parents, can't just, like, drop that in next to the cereal box. Anyway, so I, like, hid it in my bedroom, like, the packaging for this stuff. And, like, I moved out, like, years ago at this point, right? But I still have, like, in the bedroom that you sleep in, like, it's still, like, effectively my bedroom. I've got, like, a few of my stuff there or whatever. And I went on a camping trip this summer. And one of the things that I wanted was, like a metal, like, cup for like, coffee, right? And I knew that I had two of them. And my mom was like, oh, yeah, you've got one of those in the drawer under your bed. And I was like, oh. No. Came out straight with it. And I'm like, oh, right, yeah, okay, cool. And so under my bed, I have three drawers. This is in drawer number 2.
Oh, shit.
Drawer number 1 at the back is where said packaging was hidden. And I'm like, I can't, like, bold as brass, just walk down with this packaging, like, da-da-da-da. So I, like, went in there, like, checked that it was all there. It fucking was. Yeah, lo and behold.
Still untouched.
Yeah. She wasn't wrong. The metal cup was in drawer number 2. So I was like,
do you know if she opened all drawers or we don't know?
I don't know. Because it's like, it wasn't like, if you like slightly pulled open the drawer, you wouldn't see it. Like, you would have had to have like looked in the drawer under the bed to find this. You had to be looking for it.
Yeah. We all have looked in a drawer that we, and saw something that we did not intend.
Mean to. Yeah.
It happened to me, maybe if one of my old roommates is listening. It happened one time I was looking for my old roommate's bowl, literally, and opened it and found a crazy contraption that I learned to be the clit sucker later on learned.
Wow. Anyway, you might be like, Alice, where's the packaging now? I'm gonna let you guys in on a secret where it is. It's hiding in my sewing machine box.
Good.
Thank you. And it's like ripped up and like hidden in there, so.
Isn't it so funny, like.
The shame that comes with it.
The shame. Like, that reminds me of literally when I was like 11 years old or something, like probably sixth grade, when you get that packet that's like, your body's changing. And it was like this pamphlet about like pubic hair and like hair growing on your body. And I remember ripping it up. And not only did I not put it in the trash because I was like, somebody's going to find that. I ripped it up in pieces and put it in the bottom of a drawer, like under all these notebooks. Like, that is the shame of like what not being able to confront your sexuality / budding, you know, puberty.
Right. I feel like I've told the podcast before that the only other stuff that I've like really hidden is like when I was underage and I was hiding birth control and vodka.
Wow.
No, I was just gonna say, it was under, I had like this old like dressing table, and you could pull the bottom drawer all the way out, and then there was like 3 inches void underneath it, so that's where I hide that stuff.
Damn, that's like spy shit. You were like, well, question about follow-up cue about that, and this leads up to maybe another topic. Your birth control, that was hidden? Your parents didn't know you were on birth control?
No.
Your mom didn't?
No.
Interesting. So you, how did you get that?
I got it through my school, actually. So in the school that I went to, I think it was like every Tuesday, the sex ed lady would like turn up. And like, because I honestly don't know if this is still an initiative. There was like the condom card where you could like get free condoms if you're under the age of, I think, 24. Like, it was definitely aimed towards teenagers. But then there was also like more like long-term contraception services. So like, I would like, I had like the combined pill. I got that through school. And they would do like my blood pressure and everything, and I got that there. But then,
that is crazy. That would never fucking happen in an American public institution at ever. Barely in colleges do they allow contraception, or they do, but like my friends, for example, that have gone to like a Jesuit school or like a Catholic university, they don't offer that kind of support. But like a public high school when you're like 15, 16, 17, hell no.
Yeah.
That's amazing, though, that you had access to that and, like, were responsible and just, like, chose to be responsible and that it wasn't, like, shamed.
Yeah. I mean, like, again, like, I chose not to share that with my parents, so.
But yeah, I mean, still, it still was something available to you that you were like, this is probably the right thing. I don't necessarily want to tell my mom that I'm having sex, but, like, I'll
do this. I am so curious about when my mom thinks I started having sex. I would never ask.
Is she listening? Let's.
No.
Learn. Did you lose your?
Please listen this time.
That's so funny, because speaking of birth control, my experience was super different, and I think, you know, we've probably talked about this to some degree, but like, I had really bad periods when I was like you know, teen, but it was also conflated with the fact that I started to have sex in high school, and I did go on birth control, and I feel like, you know, I had a boyfriend, like I think my mom kind of probably put two and two together, but literally up until, what is it, January? Up until 2 months ago, another major change is that I've stopped taking birth control, which I've been on since for almost 13 years. That's so long. That's so long. The same type of birth control, the pill. Never tried anything else. Yeah, and I obviously had to, back then, lie about why. I mean, it was legit, like I did get bad periods, and now I'm feeling their wrath again. Being a teen like that, just like, you don't even really know what your options are, you know?
Right.
And now I feel like there's so many different types of birth control methods, obviously, that we can look into and educate ourselves on. But even like, I'm almost 30 and I'm still like, well, I don't want to take the pill, and I don't want to do the other two things that I know have, you know, made caused other problems in people's lives. But it's just, it's always the woman's responsibility.
Right.
Can I tell you that guys don't even fucking think about it, because they don't even ask. They just assume that you're on birth control because it's a woman's responsibility.
What I will say is that obviously in the past year, I've now gained a new sexual partner. In fairness, before the first time we had sex, we had that conversation. And I would say, like, once a month, he's like, thanks for doing that.
That's nice. That's
right?
Nice.
Right? Mean, he's like, I really appreciate it. I really appreciate that you're taking birth control. And I'm like, that's all right. He's like, is it? Then I'm like, I don't really think, like, I feel, as you said, like, I think it's completely and utterly bizarre that long-term birth control is often tailored towards women, because if I had sex with 100 people, I could only have one baby in 9 months between podcasts. But, you know, a guy could have 100 babies. So it's like, you know, looking at those maths, I feel like, in part, is it to do with the controlling of women, Gianna? Let's...
Really is. I mean, what are you on right now? Like, are you, do you have an IUD? Like, what's your...
I do. Yeah, I've got a coil.
Yeah.
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 Which I really get on with. I really like. It's the most pain I've ever been in, getting it removed and inserted. But, like, I've not given birth, not broken a bone, anything like this. Touch wood. Whenever I say this, I always feel like I'm, like, I'm really jinxing
touch wood,
it.
Your head.
Yeah.
Is that full of wood? Spoiler alert. I like how you're like, obviously I had a new sexual partner in the new year. Like, not all of us are so lucky as to have... had various sexual partners throughout the pandemic, but I digress. You know, pandemic was a sullen, dry period for some of us early on. And with that, I was just kind of like, well, you know, what other better time to try to reset my body? Or, of course, now I am having sex. So
of course.
The irony. Of course, the irony of God, goddess, is not lost on me that... I, by the way, got my first real period in 13 years on an Amtrak bathroom.
Nice.
With a vengeance. It was like, I literally laughed out loud because, I don't know, obviously, and I'm not even going to go down this road, but like there's all different types of womanhood and not every woman gets her period. There's, right. You know, we can go up and down that road, but experiencing a period is such a specific thing that if you've never experienced it, you're like, oh, that's what that's like. Even having had the privilege of being on birth control for 13 years, like, had a lot less bad cramps, was right. Always covered, you know, against no babies, like all these like things that you take for granted. And just even just getting that period for the first time and having it be so painful and like so disruptive to my work day, you know, right. Let alone everything else, I was just like, wow, we're just out here fucking bleeding a lot and just going about our daily lives like chilling. And I just talk about it more, you know, we should talk about our periods more, because it's right. Not fair. Circling back to the first pod ever, it's just like what I was saying to you before, I'm either about to get my period, on my period, or just getting over my period. Those feel like the three phases, and there might be like 2 days in between. I think I feel better being off of it, at least right now. It's hard to tell when you're on something for so long through pivotal years of your aging, but
I mean, ask me when I'm 32, which is when the expiry date of this coil goes up for me. So whether I'd get another one till I was 37, I don't know. What's so funny to me is like,
you have to commit to that too.
No, I could get it out early if I wanted. But I've kind of, like, said that to myself. I was like, no.
What if they're like, we're not taking it out? You gotta live with your decision 4 more years. Like a presidential election or some shit. You're like, this is it.
No. If I wanted to, I could get it out early. But also, speaking about the pandemic. So mine was due out, my first one, April 2020? March 2020? Something like that. And it's like... I mean, shit was hitting the fucking fan. So I then sort of like endeavored to like get that changed. And they were like, so the company's extended the license on it.
Wow, how convenient.
Yeah, for a year.
Fake.
Yeah, and I was like, all right, okay.
Oh.
But yeah, but then I did eventually like get it changed out within that year. But yeah, that was like fucking wild. I was like, okay, yeah, sure.
Sure. Whatever you say.
Yeah,
pharmaceutical company. What pissed me off, and this was on my mind today most recently, is because I trying to get my annual exam because, one, I just went rogue and went off birth control myself. Like, I didn't tell my doctor or anything like that. And, you know, I'm trying to, like, smart. I'm, you know, sexually active again, whatever. I'm back on the dating scene. It's all happening. And I had an appointment for tomorrow or Wednesday that I had to reschedule because I don't know how it is in the UK, but with insurance here, you're only covered for one well woman exam a year. Otherwise, you pay out of pocket, which is bullshit. So I guess my last exam was March. So I had to call and reschedule. I said, oh, I want to reschedule to March. And they said, actually, we're canceling all appointments and not rescheduling any appointments unless you're pregnant or it's an emergency. And I just I get it because of COVID. And this is because of COVID. And it's right. Like, I get it, but like, that's fucked up. That's yeah. Fucked up that like, we don't give, and I know that it's, I say that with a grain of salt because I know this impacting like so many sectors of medicine and people's surgeries are being put off that like,
yeah.
I say that knowing that I'm privileged and I don't have an emergency happening right now, but like the fact that I can't even get my body taken care of and looked after because I'm not pregnant, or maybe I, you know, who fucking knows? Maybe yeah. I could be. Do you know what I mean? That just made me so upset because I'm like, wow, here I am trying to be like a responsible, single, late 20-something woman, and I can't even, they can't even give me a date when I'll ever be able to have an exam again, basically. Like, cool.
No, I think, like, in fairness to just medical professionals at the moment, I think they're stuck between a rock and a hard place right now.
Totally.
And yeah, no, and I do appreciate the frustration, because that's the thing, like, when I went to, like, get this IUD changed, but a part of me is like, this could be rotting inside of me, and I have no idea. I mean, I don't think they would put it in you, like, the clock chimes midnight, 5 years right. in one day.
Get it out. No, totally, but, like, also, I don't know. You don't know my history. I was a new patient. Like,
you don't know me.
Ask me if I had an emergency. You know, like, I don't know. They didn't even. But yeah, no. I'm not like shitting on healthcare workers at all right now. I just think we really are in a public health crisis, truly, right. And it's evident in the fact that I couldn't find a PCR test anywhere in this major city. It just, yeah, just like everything. It's just, it's, and we're just going on. Like, that's why last week when I was sick, I was just like, listen, doing my part right now means literally just staying out of a doctor's office and staying home because I'm not sick enough where I need to go to the hospital, but right. I know I'm sick. So why am I going to wait in a 2 to 4 hour line to try to get a PCR test where I'll probably get sicker? You know what I mean? And not everybody has that benefit, but it's just, it's become evident to me in the last 3 weeks, like, yes, we really still are in a public health crisis, and so many things are being canceled and triaged, and, you know, I've watched ER, I know you got to deal with triage the worst patients first, like, I understand that. It's just, it's causing a major public health crisis.
Oh, yeah, no, I think there's going to be a lot of, like, knock-on effects, and, like, really unfortunate stuff, whereas, like, if you know, touch wood, this doesn't happen, but the reality is it will, you know, early onset stuff will not get caught, because people haven't gone to the doctors for 2 years, or, you know, stuff could have been, like, I just feel like it's just going to have, like, such a knock-on effect for such a long time, and I don't really know how that's going to look, and I don't think anyone really does, and it's even stuff like long COVID, like, is that going to be seen as a like a condition that people are living with? Like, how's that going to affect stuff like insurance or you know, people's livelihoods and stuff like that? It's just all fucking insane.
It is, which is why it's just more fun to talk about dildos than it is to talk about any of that. So back to it. I'm just kidding. One more question about glass dildos. I don't know, man. It's I'm counting my blessings. I am staying. I'm grateful to have been healthy since the almost year that we've been without a podcast, but it's been tough.
I have a question.
Yes.
What is the protocol if you are testing positive in the US right now?
Great question.
Thank you.
Well, as you know, CDC was like, maybe
I've seen on Twitter that everyone's been like
10 days. Just fucking kidding. 5 days. So actually, I haven't done like a quick Google search lately, but the protocol is you stay home for now 5 days if you don't have symptoms. For example, like, don't have a fever on your sixth day, or I don't know what it, you know, everything's a symptom, right? Headache, fever, cough, you right. feel like shit, you're fatigued. So I don't know how people don't feel fatigued every day. Yeah, so in theory, you test positive, you're supposed to quarantine. Used to be 10 days. CDC just lifted it to 5 days. Okay. I think that's mostly because so people can return to work in person, you know, capitalist machine that we got to keep running here. I work from home, so I have that luxury to, like, actually take the 10-day seriously. So, you know, I started feeling sick last Tuesday. It's Monday, slash last Monday, Tuesday. It's Monday now, so it's been, like, a full 7-8 days for me. Like, I haven't... I do today. I took a little walk around the block. But I haven't gone anywhere since right. I came home. But I did test negative today again. So, like, I'm probably going to start going out, coming out of the cage... and not doing just fine Wednesday. But, fair. Yeah, that's just me personally. But, like, there's been other situations. Like, for example, one of my good friends, her husband was positive, but she kept testing negative. So, like, she went to work because she wears PPE at her job. And, like,
right.
that was the protocol at their job. But it's very much, like, we don't fucking know. Everybody got Omicron out here. So, we're just... I truly, like, I'm pretty sure that's the... stance as of January 2022, but like I don't know, it's changed a lot since yeah. the right beginning. For example, travel, like there's a lot of travel advisories, which, you know, that's an advisory, it's not like a mandate, but like nobody's checking your vax cards, at least not right now. But for airlines, for example, like I just went to Chicago over New Year's, which is where I likely got COVID or where I did get COVID. There was a travel advisory that, like, if you were not vaccinated, you were supposed to quarantine. But if you are vaccinated, you don't have to quarantine. So it's like, does anybody even know slash care about that advisory? Like, probably not. Nobody's checking. I mean, people check here. A lot of places, I live in Philly now, same in New York. Restaurants, bars, all are checking vax cards for the most part. But, like, airlines aren't. Do they know if you're going to quarantine when you get to a place? No. So... it's kind of like we're allowing people to make their own decisions and people are dumb, so yeah.
Yeah, no, fair enough. No, at the moment, what's like the situation now? So it's recently, again, like the 10 days has gone to 7.
Mm.
But you can...
they kept a cute little 2 days on yours just to...
yeah, full week, yeah. calorie week. But if you test, if you get... so basically you're supposed to like lateral flow test every day. And if on your 6th day you're negative, then you can leave.
Hmm.
But if you're not, then you're not. So.
And that's all like the rapid tests as
yes.
well.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and also most recently, if you get a positive rapid test, then that's counted as your positive. Because previously the protocol was like if you got a rapid, then you get a PCR test. To confirm it, and then from your PCR test is when you had to do it. So I think it's basically to you're taking lateral flow as gospel. That's when your 7 days starts. I think again, it's so people can get back to work. No yes. other reason.
It's
no other reason at all. It's certainly not the health and well-being of the vulnerable in our society. But you know, actually, there's like no mandates. There's no rules against it.
Yeah, we can only like. Follow what our leaders have done, and our leadership doesn't do much, unfortunately, right? So it's like, if the gold standard is, okay, I'm waiting 5 days to quarantine after I had a bad sickness, then it's up to individuals, like, given your means, like you said, like, what your job, like, you don't have a choice not to go to work and put yourself at risk. That's your job. It just all sucks. And then there is the, you know, mental health piece, not to be like a Joe Rogan or whatever, but I do think, you know, even just having spent the last 7 days inside myself, I mean, luckily I do have a job where I kind of need to talk to people and get on Zoom calls, but even that, right. it's like, it's just draining. It's not, and it's, especially being on a weekend all by yourself when you're not working at all during the weekend, like, it's very taxing mentally, so... it really sucks. I very much still think we should try to be as responsible as possible and do our part and, you know, wear your mask and things like that. If things are going to get canceled, they have to get canceled. But I'm mostly pissed that, like, why were we not more prepared gearing up for this season, knowing what had happened. Like, why didn't we send at-home tests to every person in America, in the UK? Like, why wasn't that proactive? They should have been sent to everybody on Thanksgiving, you know?
Right.
I can't even buy. I actually, the only reason I was able to buy at-home tests is because I have a friend that works at a pharmacy that put one aside for me. I had gone to 10 different CVS's, drugstores over the past couple days. Everything sold out. You go there in the morning, they're like, oh yeah, we sold out of 2,000 tests in an hour this morning. Okay, well, what the fuck? Like, right. You know? And then the tests don't even work. So it's like, whew, Twitter is a mess, you know? Twitter is eating the shit up for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but... Oh, it's just like, that's what I want to know. Why didn't we move fast enough to be proactive, knowing what happened last year, knowing that COVID was probably around in December and January of 2019, right? Like, why wouldn't we have been more proactive, not reactive? Because right now we're just reactive and we're always behind.
Great question.
Joe, you didn't do it. You didn't do it this time, Joe, because where are you? And I hate, like, not that I don't think that talking shit on, like, Biden is, like, a win for Trump or anything like that. But it's,
no.
It is going to fuel the fire of Trumpsters. And it's just, like, be better, bro. Like, you all suck. You all fucking suck. Like.
I have a question. Just to kind of switch gears a little bit. Do you think Trump's gonna run in
why must we end it on this? my hope is that Biden does not run for re-election, that a different Democrat that's better somehow magically comes in 2024. Maybe it's Michelle Obama, maybe it's not, because she doesn't need that stress in her life. I don't know. I think if Trump doesn't run, one of his sons will run. So I don't think I don't think we'll be rid of him regardless. I think it'll either be him or somebody in his family. So the damage is done.
Yeah, I guess. It's so wild. Like, because we're talking January 10th. I saw a lot of stuff talking about, obviously, like, the insurrection being a year ago. That's batshit crazy.
That is a whole other fucking thing. Like, literally, what? Yeah. Literally,
I was stuck inside watching that shit.
Fucking
400. The world's
years,
ending.
Let alone like 20 years. We don't even know. So live it up. Fuck who you want to fuck. Just get your glass dildos right now, guys, because I'm trying to think of how we can end this positively and not earth-shatteringly negative.
I watched this video of a little penguin, like, being, like, broken off from... Have you seen that video? Where, like, the little penguin's, like, by itself, and then, like, the ice breaks off and is floating off, but he manages to get back with his friends? I literally watched that, and I'm like, that's nice. The world is literally ending. That ice cap is melting. Like,
right, even that is like a negative omen. It's not even like a positive.
Yeah, I was literally watching that, like, goddamn. Like, this is it, baby. This is it. The climate crisis is now. It is. So,
did you watch Don't Look Up?
No, I haven't seen it.
Honestly, you're living it. So we're living it. So I don't like, I've watched it, and it all it did was make me sick with anxiety. I get that it's funny. It's supposed to be like satirical comedy or whatever, you know, political satire. But like, it ain't satire. It's happening. So I don't find it funny at all, to be honest. It's literally just about like, I mean, you know what it's about. It's about like a meteor coming toward Earth.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I don't find that funny, but it is it's a good commentary, I guess, on the climate change crisis that we've been living in.
The world is on fire.
I know how we can end it positive.
All right, yeah.
Resolutions for 2020.
To resolve this episode of
resolution.
Absolute stream of consciousness.
I love it. Do you have any resolutions for this year we're in?
So I'm doing yoga with Adrienne's 30-day yoga challenge.
Oh, nice.
I haven't done today's yet, and it's 5 to 11 for me, so I'm going to be doing that after this. Yeah, I got plenty of time. But yeah, so I'm on, like, day 9. It's going well so far. I really want to be able to do the splits. That's the goal.
Oof.
But I feel like I need to do, I'm doing this 30-day yoga to kind of like limber up, because I really have not worked out for a good amount of time. So I feel like I need to get a little bit limber, a little bit more flexible, then we're gonna focus on the splits. That's the dream. What about you?
Nice. Is that your only, or not only resolution, but like you can have? I don't usually have any, so I don't know why I mean, a couple this year.
There's like a few things that I would like to accomplish this year. I'd like to work less at my job, yes, because I would like the stuff I'm doing outside of my job to like pay my bills. So that. True. But
yeah, no, that's kind of like mine, I guess, were more just, I've started a writing club in November of last year, and it's recently hit its year mark, which is exciting. I just feel good lately. I've been doing more creative stuff in the past couple months than I have in like the last 4 years, and it just feels really good, including this podcast, getting back into it.
Yeah.
So like, I want to write more poems and share more publicly. That's a goal. Like, I don't really share that even in our group. Like, we've got this good rhythm going now, but like, we don't post anything, and not that like you need to, but I would like to either create like a zine or share in some fashion publicly, or perform it, even like spoken word, maybe. I don't know. That's loose goal.
You know that I could help you with a zine, right?
I know. And I have like InDesign as well. Like, I've laid out a book before. Like, I know.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Also,
I know I got what to do.
I feel like I need to tell everybody that when I've known Gianna 10 years this year.
Woo!
Which is wild to think about. She has like had her poetry published and stuff. I've read it. I've held it in my hands and I've read it.
Oh, yeah, definitely want to do more of that. I already accomplished one of my goals, which was to start a music blog.
Yes, you
I
have
that somewhere. So I'm starting that. I don't know. I just had this day like a couple weeks ago where I was like, do some shit. Like, I was feeling inspired, and I wrote that down. And my third one is very vain and dumb, but I think maybe I won't even do this, but before my 30th, which is this summer, eek, I do kind of want to take some like sexy, like boudoir, like maybe not nude pics, but something to be like, this was my 30-year-old body, like honor it, you know. We're just like always tearing our bodies up so much. I mean what woman hasn't compared themselves to like 10 years ago or 10 years from now? And it's like, just kind of like appreciate the body you're in now. My body's not bad. And
no, it's not.
Maybe I'm going to take some sexy pics and not like post them, just for myself, like to be right. Like, oh, look at that. That's a very Samantha Jones Sex and the City move as well. But
there's a blog that I follow, and they're like, take a naked picture of yourself every day in January. Not to like post anywhere, but like just for you.
Cool.
So you could do that for the month of February, for example.
Yeah,
if you want,
send me that if you don't mind. Cool.
I will do. Yeah.
Yeah, well, there will be some more creative projects ahead, and I'm glad that we're picking back up the pod.
Same.
We don't have to be hard on ourselves, but we will try to
see you next month.
Do this more. We'll try to see you next month, and I hope everybody had fun along our wild journey today of Unplugged. What is your favorite song on Unplugged, by the way?
I'm gonna get it up.
I was gonna ask you this. I mean, they're all so good. How can you pick one? Where Did You Sleep Last Night? It's so good.
I mean, I feel like Come As You Are is just like very good.
It's gotta be classic.
Or Something in the Way as well.
Ooh,
very
that's
good.
That's a good one. Yep.
Basically, my favorite Nirvana album is Nevermind.
Mm.
Not because that's the only album I've heard of, but like genuinely I think it's the best. I feel like I always need like caveat that, like, basically, like, I mean, you don't say Bleach and everyone's like, what? And I'm like, no, I genuinely think it's a very good album. It's like, it's banger after banger.
It is.
Thank you.
Well, I guess this is it.
Yeah, this has been an absolute stream of consciousness, but if you do have any subjects for us actually to talk about and like maybe have a structured podcast in some kind of way, please do not hesitate to get in touch, dearaboardaboard@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you shortly. We hope that you've had a wonderful new year and 9 months from 2021. Bye. Just